Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tan Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, the show where you can find help and hope. And with me I have my best friend, sidekick, and co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I like your little green hat.
I know. It's a That's good for thing. You, because you're Irish.
Yeah, I am Irish. Oh. And in fact, today our show is dedicated to my dad. My dad, Dave McCauley. I'm sure you're celebrating in heaven, Dad. I used to remember when I was a kid, we'd wake up for school to go to school on St. Patrick's Day, and my dad always brought us boutonnieres from the florist, green carnation boutonnieres we would wear on our uniform to school. And it was just so special.
Aww.
You know, it was really a nice thing. So, love you, Dad. We also have our wonderful producer on the boards, Mr. Peter Blake.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. You're broadcasting live today,
yes,
show, right?
Yes, out at Average Joe's, 5858 Roosevelt Boulevard in Clearwater from 3 to 6. It's the evolution of Sports Talk Radio. We give you your own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. It's the Sports Web on the Tan Talk Sports Network. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about. Come out and join me, all right?
Yeah, you always give me something to think about. I always say every week, that boy is on fire.
Thank you.
Average Joe's has
great
boys.
Yeah,
remember, really good,
good fruit. And we also have our friend Maria Weiner with us today. Welcome back, honey.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to be here and announcing our annual caregiver conference coming up.
We have a lot to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to talk about today.
We can talk, don't we?
No problem.
I'm in the listening mode today.
Okay, all right.
We've got two talkers.
So I want to give a shout out to our new listeners. We have Angie from Gulfport. Marina from Seminole and Amy from Tampa. So welcome. I'm so happy. You know, I got a call this week from a woman and she said, I listened to your show and I think you want to help caregivers. And I said, yeah, I do. And she said, do you have any support groups? And I said, yeah, I do. And she said, you don't, she's like, you know, like God works in strange ways. She had just rented a rental car and was flipping through the channels and came on the show. And started listening to the show. And she's like, I'm taking care of my dad who's 95 and my mom who's 90. And she came to one of the support groups this week. So that was very cool. So I'm glad you guys are listening out there because for a year I've been telling you, go to a support group. You're going to get help there and you're going to find information there you won't find from anybody else. And you're going to know that you're not alone. We had a great support group at Maria's this week.
It was wonderful. Yeah. All the family members were really happy. And there's a mixed feelings about support groups, and it's you get the family member that says, you know, I go to support groups, and then I hear these sad stories, and then I feel depressed. And I always say, no, it's not about hearing the sad stories; it's about listening to people that need to be listened.
Right.
And need that
and you
support.
Learn something.
And then you learn from those experiences. And then you learn that, oh, well, she did this and she didn't do this. And it worked for them. It doesn't work
and
for everyone.
And she's still surviving.
And she's still surviving. And it's just to be there for each other. To understand that they're going through the same situation. And it might not be exactly the same circumstances. But it's supporting each other. That's why it's the name support group.
Right. And then sometimes somebody will say to me, though, it'll be their turn to speak in the group only if they want to, you know, and they'll say, oh, I'm feeling better already because I don't have so many problems today when I listen to some of the other things that are going on here.
Yes.
You know, and I think the best thing is when you're listening to someone else's issues or challenges that are going on, you're just going to learn things that work for them. So hopefully when you're in that part of your caregiving experience, you have a little more education. You know how to handle things better because you learned from someone that's been doing it a little longer than you.
And I think about also the support groups, to join a support group, no matter where it is and what you need to do to join that group. The most important part of it is that the best resources come from
exactly.
the caregivers. And there can be the testimonial that it worked for them, or this company really did a good job, or
right. this company did a crummy job.
Correct. So it's kind of like jumping there the path where it's, you don't have to experience the bad part of the resources. You experience the positive because you already get the feedback.
Right, right. And we're very blessed in this community. In Pinellas County, with the resources that we have.
We have amazing people, caring people out there that work at memory care facilities and other adult daycare facilities.
Yeah, and attorneys and movers and everybody, dentists. I mean, we're a community here. That's why I always say, guys, if you need some kind of resource, if you can't find it, call me. Because if I don't know it, I know somebody that knows it. There's no doubt about that.
And the best part of Linda is that we really don't pay for her to say anything.
No.
She really says it from the bottom of her heart, and she does this because she cares, and she's been there, done that, heard it, and she really, really, really cares.
Well, thanks for saying that, too, because, you know, I only align myself with people that I trust mm-hmm. and that I know are going to do the right thing. My caregivers are in a very vulnerable situation at many times. And a few months ago, I'm not going to say the name of a company, but it's a big company, wanted to drop a lot of money on the radio show. And they're like a placement service. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the services they have because I think they inundate the caregiver. The caregiver signs up for their placement service. All of a sudden, they start getting tons of brochures in the mail and telemarketing calls. And they're so much more inundated than they even started with. I want the person that's going to go and take them by the hand and talk to them and take them to different places and give them an option. And when I said to them, no, I just don't think you're a good fit, they were like, what? No, you're not a good fit. Mm. And it is what, you know, that is what it is. So that's why when I tell you guys out there, if you need something, call us. We'll figure it out for you.
I know who she's talking about.
She knows all the inside scoop.
I know. It's amazing.
But one of the things, that, as we're talking about this, because this has been coming up a lot the past couple of support groups I've been doing, and one of the speaking engagements I did this week, is a lot of people that are coming to me where just recently their loved one has been diagnosed. Mm-hmm. Or they're just realizing it, and they don't know about behaviors, and there's a lot of things they don't know about. But these are some items, some products, actually, that I believe can really help someone that has Alzheimer's and dementia. Some of you may know these things and not, but just listen in. Earplugs or ear protectors. You know, noisy environments like stores and restaurants can just put a person on overload. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times they don't realize, oh, I took my mother to Walmart and it was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nightmare for mom if you take her
That's
to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know that, you don't know that.
But you have to do it once to learn a little bit about what
well,
is...
when is the time you have to stop going
stop.
To Walmart?
Yes, yes. When is the time you stop, and then when is the time that you decide? The earplugs, it's a great idea if they're going to leave them on.
Right. That's another issue.
Cause well, it's
people
like,
don't even turn their hearing aids on or leave
I
them
know.
On.
I know. Or even, you know, they think the hearing aids... I had a... Just recently, a caregiver says, you know, he lost his hearing aids, and... they were like $5,000, and
yeah.
I'm thinking about getting him another set. And I looked at her, I said, and from the bottom of my heart, I said, really, it's not worth it. He already lost one. He already threw them in the garbage.
Right.
They don't know what it is. There's a point where they don't know. They have this thing in their ear.
Right.
And it's bothering me because maybe it's too loud now. And maybe
or just
it's,
whatever, it, right.
It's
just something foreign in my ear.
Correct. It's not part of their body anymore. So... they just throw it away. And I said, just leave it alone. Talk a little bit louder. Or just get a cheap one. Get those cheap ones and
right,
try
Right, it's like
them
disposable.
On. Yeah, the disposable. Just try it and see. Go
well,
that
you know
route.
What? A girl used to say to my, said in one of the support groups one time, it took a little while. She got some hearing aids for her mom. And it took a little while because her mother kept ripping them out. She finally got through to her mother. Her mother thought there was a bug in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
A bug. So she kept pulling them out. And finally she said, this is not worth it for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom was so much happier after that. She had been agitated for days and days and days because she felt like there was a bug in her ear. So we got to We have to weigh all things out when we do these things. Like I say, anything I say to you guys works sometimes, or maybe just today.
But
you can't.
It can actually help people that are in the initial stages of dementia, where they can hear better and they can socialize. Me being in a daycare environment, I know how important it is for them to listen and to engage in a conversation with two or three other people and not feel annoyed.
Right.
Because they don't understand, and they're just not understanding because they can't hear them. So what did you just say? And then the other person, oh, my God, I'm repeating myself. And then you get the caregiver stressed out, just as simple
right.
as that. So at the end of the day, if you can afford it, just don't go crazy on 10,000 or state-of-the-art. Or
right. And maybe don't go to a lot of noisy places.
Or maybe avoid the noisy
maybe
places.
Maybe just stop going to a lot of noisy places mm-hmm. because now you realize that is not good for your loved one.
I know.
Another thing, stuffed animals. Such an easy thing as a stuffed animal. Can many times have a person can just calm down from that, especially if it's a dog or a cat and they've had a dog or a cat. Little things like that can make a big difference. I think a jumbo wall calendar can help a lot of people too, and it depends on what stage they're in.
Mm-hmm.
But I know with my dad, I would go visit my dad, and I would come back to Florida from New York, and the next day he'd say to me on the phone, I didn't talk to you in 16 years. And that's how he was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So what we ended up doing is putting one this huge wall calendar. It was a 3-month one, actually, on the wall in his bedroom. And every time I left New York, before I left, I booked the next trip. So then there was a start when Linda was coming back. And then every day, you know, they could X off it. So he could get that visual kind of thing and it will help a little bit more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because does my dad want one of the last things in life? He's yelling at me?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want that to, you know, no.
Mm-hmm.
But that worked really well. Really well.
Can I give my favorite one?
Yeah.
That jar that you get. With the swab in it.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
If your loved one is a wanderer, they
mm-hmm.
have a new product where it has, like, a swab in it. And you, after you get out of the shower, you wipe under your armpits
mm-hmm.
or whatever. You can put that in the jar and seal the jar up and keep it where you keep your vital papers by the refrigerator. And then, God forbid, your loved one wanders and you can't find them. You can contact the police department. And the canine dogs, the scent stays in that jar for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fabulous.
I didn't know about that until recently. One of the caregivers brought it up, and there's a new thing going on with the dogs and dogs finding people with dementia first, and all this craziness that I'm actually looking into all these trials.
Well, because you know what, we have to know about it too. Because if you can have that job, but if there are no dogs available,
I know, and there is a whole group, not for profit, that are working with dogs and families that have caregivers with dementia that can help them locate them if they get lost. Now, this is something that's out there, and I haven't yet done the research, proper research, and gone to the place and seen it, because I can't recommend anything until I see it and
right.
I hear that
right.
it's working. But if it's working, and I'm going to give it, you know, this year to look into it, then I'll bring them into the
yeah.
Next
well, you know, it was first introduced to me up in
conference.
Citrus County.
Mm-hmm.
So Citrus County is a lot more rural than around here. They
mm-hmm.
have they. I know you know they have the dogs there and everything. If someone wanders around here, there's people around here. If they wander up there, sometimes there's no people there. I mean, they found a woman after a couple of days, like in the woods and all brush and cut up and all that kind of stuff. So I'm hoping this is one of the new solutions. I mean,
and it's cheap. It's like $5.
That's what it is. It's very, very affordable, which is good. Because they have the GPSs. They have the GPSs you can put in your shoe soles. You know, there's whole different ways to try to help the wanderer.
Mm-hmm. Anything they can do to help and to make sure that they stay at home as long as possible, safe, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just a combination of safety. It's a combination of caregivers not feeling as overwhelmed, because it's that point where you have to make that decision when they're no longer safe, when the caregivers is so overwhelmed that they just need themselves that respite, and they have to make that decision that mom or dad has to move into a facility where they can be taken care of 24/7. And that's that time where, you know, they have to make sure that it's the right time. I always say to my caregivers, the time is when you can no longer do it.
Before we get to that point, can you explain to our listeners, because we have tons of new listeners, what adult daycare actually is?
Well, adult daycare, a lot of people, number one, I've been working in adult daycare for over now 6 years, and I'm really excited that I've been every day going to my day program in Seminole. Beautiful. I did it from zero, from scratch. Yes, I visit several of adult day programs around the state. And every time I came out of a day program, people would say, "What did you learn?" And I always said, "What I don't want to see in my place."
Which is perfect.
And then I based Maria's on what I wanted to see when I walked in, what I wanted my parents to maybe experience one day, or what I would give to them as a service, because that's what I'm a very family-oriented person. So when I created Maria's, was the program had to be perfect. The program had to be based on stimulating them. I had to have professionals in my building. I had to have a nurse. There's a nurse. There's an activity director that has many years of experience with people, with seniors.
It's not like a babysitting service.
It shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't.
It should not be because babysitting, and a lot of people had judged the fact that, why do I call it adult daycare? Care center, can I change the name? And I said, because we're an adult daycare, we take care of them during the day. We literally take care of them. That's why you're bringing them to us, to care for them, but not only to sit them and watch TV. That shouldn't exist.
Right.
If you go to a day program and they're watching TV or they're watching videos, then I would question that, because they can watch TV at home. So I have It's Never Too Late. There's a program that has over 5,000 different activities, karaoke, music, you name it. And they work on that, and I put it with my computer. It's hooked to the TV, and it's a big screen. So Hangman and all the good stuff, news. They go, I have a lady from Brazil. So they go to Brazil, where she came.
That.
And then they can go and they can tour Brazil. And it's fabulous, you know. I have another lady from Finland. And we go to Finland, you know, after lunch. We go to Finland for a few minutes. And everybody loves the fact that, wow, you know, I went to Germany last year. I'm like, well, this is where I was last year, you know. And then we put the pictures and they tour the city. And everybody remembers, and there's a conversation there. But adult daycare, to just say in simple, is respite care for those that are overwhelmed, or for those that need a little bit of time at home, and then they want to bring their loved one to be engaged, to be entertained, to be in a social environment.
For those that want to take care of themselves so they can better take care of their loved one.
Yes. And it's an amazing experience. Every day I go to work and I'm excited about, who am I going to meet next.
Today, right.
Now, is it 8 hours, 4 hours?
It's 8 hours. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and people can choose to come one day a week up to 5 full days a week. So they can come 4 hours a week up to 40 hours. I used to say minimum of 2 days a week, but I've learned that I just need to give them a day to understand what it is.
Yeah, then they just come 2-3 days.
And then they just add a day. It's just automatic.
You know, because I do one of the support groups there, they're like, oh, my mom loves it here, and she doesn't like it when you're not open on Saturday and Sunday,
you know?
And all the, you know, they look forward to it. But see, the thing is too, Maria, it's not just the loved ones you're taking care of. You're indirectly taking care of that caregiver. When you see that caregiver come to pick them up and they look, they got a smile on their face and they're not crying.
Yes. Like just yesterday I had St. Patty's party, and I told the caregivers, I said, listen, it's going to be from 2 to 3. We're going to have a big party. If you guys want to come and you want to dance with them and enjoy and share a positive time.
Right.
You know, leave on a positive note. Yeah. It's just beautiful. And then when I see my caregivers in there dancing with them, when they haven't danced with them in years, you know, and then they're just hugging each other, and they're dancing the song that they haven't danced in so many years, and then you see the tears.
Right.
But tears of happiness.
Of joy.
Of joy. Right. That is it. I tell my staff, look at that. That is it. That's magic. You cannot buy that.
No.
That's precious. That's the most amazing moment that in their life. Today is the best. Is the best day of their life.
You know, when a caregiver says to me, "Okay, my loved one hasn't spoken in weeks, barely speaks in weeks," and then one day he goes, "Hi, honey," you know, or "Thank you," and they go, "That's the best minute, the best everything." But if we're so overwhelmed, we miss that minute.
We miss that minute. They miss that minute. They're so overwhelmed, and then when they get that minute, and it's, then they say, "Okay, it's worth it."
Right.
It's worth all. I get it. I've been waiting for this moment. Yes. It's like even me as the owner of Maria's and having two centers, it's not easy. People think, "Oh, it's easy, whatever." No. It's like keeping track of everything.
And you're taking care of people. It's not like you're selling baloney.
No. It's taking care of people. It's making sure we're meeting their needs. It's making sure that we are there for them, not only for the members, it's the caregivers. When they walk into the center and they see me there and I'm hugging them and I'm telling them, "Hey, you know, it's okay. We got you. Don't worry. Just go. Go. Get out of here. You know, we got it." And then they come back and they pick them up and they have a big smile and they're thanking you. It's like, this is it.
Well, and sometimes, though, in the very beginning, they come back like after 2 hours. "Are they okay? Are they okay?"
I know,
like,
I get I learned my lesson. This is for everybody else that's hearing me, that it's in the same business or doing the same or trying or thinking. I get their cell phone and I take pictures and videos of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then I just send it over and I say, "Listen, this is what's happening right now."
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
So they don't have to be worried. Wherever, if they're in the store and I tell them, "Leave them for 2 hours, we're going to take care," they're not worried about, "Oh my God, I know he is asking for me. I know that he's trying to get out of there. I know." And then they come back and they actually turn around and say, "Hey."
Yeah.
They keep on going and they keep on doing their exercise, and that is the moment.
Perfect. All right, we need to hear from our sponsors right now, because, you know, if we don't hear from our sponsors, you guys don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
And that's amazing.
Never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Some resources, a support group, inspiration. You can find it all at www.pinellas.org.
lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity, like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me, and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers. And you can order yours today.
Red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time.
With the voice. Can you hear it?
We're back.
I can't hear it.
No, the affirmation. Well, Lenny.
I don't know if they can hear us.
I don't think so. Why don't you just chat about what's coming up and then
All right, we'll just check and see if the affirmation is on. We just can't hear it in here, I think. Hello.
Okay.
All right. So, is the affirmation playing?
Drink enough water. Eat quality foods. Allow for time to rest and to exercise.
laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Maria, let's talk a little bit about your conference that's coming up. First of all, how many years is it?
Fourth year.
So
it's our fourth year. It's amazing how time just flies.
Oh my goodness.
You're like doing the fourth one. And I tell people, it kind of becomes easier, I guess, because I get to meet more caregivers and I get to hear their concerns and their questions. And so it's easier.
And I think there are more speakers out there now. There's a lot more conversation. But tell our listeners, what made you start this conference?
It was back in 4.5 years ago with Mr. Jeff Parker. His wife had just passed away. They came from up north, and he had said, hey, Maria, up north there's so many programs and conferences you can go to, and all the resources are there, but I don't find anything here that I can go to, and that was in Seminole. And I said, well, if you can't find it and we don't have it, let's do it.
Yes, Maria, we'll do it.
When we started the first annual caregiver conference, and we had like 92 caregivers show up, and you volunteered.
Yeah.
And that's when, we started to talk, and I hear this lady, Linda, and she's like, hey, Maria, I want to volunteer, and you started signing up people at the entrance, and I'm like, she's a godsend. I'm like, she's wonderful. All these angels started to pop up, and ever since we've been connected. But so that was the first one, and it was initiated by a caregiver, inspired by a caregiver. And ever since then, he moved back. He's now lives in Tennessee. So I did the second one. And at that point, the second one, St. Pete College Seminole Campus, I approached them and I told them about the idea, and they were right away said, let's do it. And I guess anybody that talks to me and they hear me very passionate about
what
I do, they're like, okay, let's do it. I said, yes, let's do it. And so everybody becomes my family in a way. And now the third one, St. Pete College, was last year, Seminole. And again, they opened the doors. It was 153 attendees and 12 sponsors. And now we have...
what day is it?
Next Friday.
I know!
It's Friday, March 23rd, from 8:30 to 4 p.m. It's going to be at St. Pete College Seminole Campus. And it's going to be amazing.
So tell me about some of the speakers you have here. I know you're having...
So in the morning, I have to tell you my main... person that's
focus,
been there since the first year and it's going to be there even earlier this year, our mayor.
Yeah, Leslie Waters. She's the bomb.
She is. She's not a politician. She is a woman
out there
that loves what she does and cares for people, cares for her businesses in her area. And I approach her the first time, and she's, okay, let's do this, Maria. Yep. I'll be there. And then this year again, every year she goes, she opens up, she welcomes all the caregivers to her city, Seminole. And this year she just sent me an email last night. She's like, what do you want me to talk about? And I said, whatever you say is always right.
She knows what to do. Right.
I cannot tell this woman what to say. I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do. I said, just say it from your heart. And so she's going to be our first opening person to welcome all our caregivers.
And you have AARP involved this year,
and AARP is like our gold sponsor.
Very cool.
They got involved through St. Pete College, and they were very interested in being part of this conference because they knew that they were actually going directly to the caregiver.
Right.
Because that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
And I make it clear that you're not going to get any CEUs because you attend. This is specifically for caregivers.
Right.
So we have AARP speaking, building a local family caregiving ecosystem. It's going to be fabulous. I don't know. I read it in one of their newspapers, and I just brought it up at a conference, and I said, I would like them to talk about this, because caregivers need to know about the support group.
Right.
They need to know about where can they go to, or what they're trying to do to help them.
Right.
There's a lot of agencies that love to talk about, we help caregivers, we do this for caregivers, let's do, you know, it's not for profit, and it's, I'm not going to say any names,
right.
And donate and donate and donate, but then my caregivers are still struggling out
right.
there for help.
Right.
For programs and for all that. I'm like...
For transportation and for everything.
For every single thing they have to fight so hard to get.
Right.
That it's amazing how people are actually making so much money profiting off of their names, off of them as caregivers.
Right.
Like, don't you dare say something yeah. on regarding caregivers and then not help them.
Right.
Then just ignore them. And that's what I'm all about. I
yeah.
don't get paid by any entity. I'm my own person.
Yeah, you are
thank
who you
God.
Are.
and I advocate for them. So this conference is all based on caregiving. We got AARP talking about what they're giving to caregivers.
Right.
And I want that my caregivers to be strong and to come up forward and to ask questions and to tell them, okay, this sounds beautiful, because a presentation, it sounds beautiful. Each presentation that anybody can tell you, but show me.
Right.
Don't talk the walk.
Give me
walk
tools.
Walk the walk with me.
Right.
Give me the tools. Who
hold
do I call?
Hand.
Yes. Hold my hand. Tell me. Help me. Show me. And if it has to be a call that they have to make, give them the number.
Well, you know, it's funny. I can remember a woman coming into my support group one time, and she's crying. Her husband had been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't supposed to be the plan, Linda. You know how that
oh,
is.
Yes.
And she had nothing in order. And I said to her, can I send in the troops? And she said, what? Now, if I had given her a piece of paper with names and phone numbers that said, you need to call these people, she was paralyzed.
She couldn't do it.
And she came back 2 months later to the support group, and she goes, I'm not crying anymore. Because the troops helped her. The people I know called mm-hmm. her and said, an attorney settled for all her papers. Someone else got her long-term health care insurance for herself. Mm-hmm. She hooked up with a home health care company if she needs it for the future.
Beautiful.
You know, the whole thing. And she said, every time I tell my kids I want to do something with their dad now, they say, did you call Linda? I said, no, you don't need to do that. But we have
beautiful.
Those resources. And,
yes. So that's what the Caregiver Conference yep. is all about. It's about you having the resources. We have AARP, Rest Care,
Bird
Home
Institute.
Care. The Bird Institute is coming for the fourth year in a row. She's amazing.
Yes, she is.
Elaine, if you've never heard it, this is the time to hear her. She is amazing.
Yes.
She walked the walk. She was a caregiver herself for her mother. And I love that. I love the inspiration that... The inspiring part of all this is that whoever's going to talk has been a caregiver.
Right.
Or has been through what you're going through at this point.
And our list is out there. Some of you are caregivers, and some of you say, I'm not a caregiver. You'll get your chance. Don't worry. Everybody gets a chance.
Everybody, and if you're not yet a caregiver, you might become a caregiver
someday. Or you know somebody
soon,
who is.
Or you know someone, or they will care for you one day. And
exactly.
you want to make sure that whoever cares for you is the right people, too.
Exactly.
And then we have Rep Deloach,
yep.
attorney rep, talking about navigating the caregiver's legal nightmare. There's always a nightmare in the legal system. Why?
And things change.
Things change every year. You know, maybe a spouse has passed away, and that was the spouse that was your power of attorney and health care
surrogate.
You need to make changes. Sometimes you have named your best friend, and your best friend passed away, too. So it's like...
And now they have new forms, too. They have the dementia living will and other things that have come into play.
There's so many other
yeah.
documents that can help you navigate the whole system and have the caregiver help you better. We have a testimonial from a very dear caregiver that comes to Maria's, and she's going to be talking about dementia gave me the husband I always wanted. And what I wanted to bring to this conference was a positive
yep.
story.
It from a real caregiver.
Yes, from a real caregiver.
Who's still doing it.
Who still is very active in her husband's life, but
right.
yet she sees dementia as a positive in her life. So I've not heard that in 6 years. And when I heard her talk to me after Thanksgiving and thanking God for this, I'm like, you need to talk to other caregivers. So this is, she's coming up. And then we have the Bird Institute. We have Florida Department of Elder Affairs. So Florida Department of Elder Affairs is going to talk about their initiative of the Dementia Care and Cure Initiative and the local resources available to assist those with dementia. So they're going to come and they're going to bring a lot of information for all the caregivers. They want the caregivers to know what type of programs they're doing. Remember, this is Department of Elder Affairs. They have a budget, a pretty big budget, and that budget needs to be allocated correctly.
Utilized
in a way where it's going to my caregivers. Right. It's going to the caregiver.
Right.
Again, you can say the most beautiful words and you can write newspapers, updates, newspapers about wonderful things you're trying to do for caregivers. But
we need you to do it.
Are you reaching out to them? Right. Are you really connecting with them? Have you?
Talk to them?
I read articles about caregiving. And I, when I read an article, I say this person has never talked to a caregiver.
Right.
It's so beautiful and it's so perfect, the words, that I'm like, this is not.
Right. It's not realistic.
This is not realistic. This is not going to happen. And I highlight it. And sometimes I go to bed and I'm pissed. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I want to call the author. He's like, have you talked to a caregiver for 30 minutes at least?
Right.
But it's okay. I get passionate. Yeah. So I want caregivers to come to the conference. I want caregivers to.
We have hospice there.
We have Empath.
What are the hours, and where can they call to RSVP if they haven't already?
If you want to come to this conference and you are looking for a way to get resources, call Maria's at Seminole, 727-393-7711, 393-7711. Talk to my beautiful sister, Luz, and she'll register you online and do everything you need to do, and we hope to see you. I hope to personally see you next Friday. This is for you, only for you. I promise you. We're not getting any money out of this. This is just for you.
Okay, caregivers, we need to hear from our sponsors now, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
We can talk, can we?
Yeah. I'm glad. And Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Now,
I do.
It's time for Lynn to give us the announcements. We didn't get our horns today, so I'll do it.
And this is exciting.
Okay.
On March 23rd.
Really?
From 8:30 to 4 p.m. at St. Petersburg College Seminole Campus will be the 4th Annual Caregivers Conference. There will be many wonderful speakers, including our Linda Burhan.
Oh, yeah,
Burhan,
I'm going to be there, too.
Giving you helpful information to assist you on your caregiving journey. For more information, please call Maria Weiner at 727-393-7711. That's 727-393-7711.
Knowledge is power.
Okay. And then on March 24th, from 12:30 to 5 p.m. at the Five Towns Magnolia Auditorium in St. Petersburg will be the Smart Living Seminar on Health and Wellness for 50 and over. There will be many informative speakers, including our Linda Burhan.
Oh, I get around.
I know. For information, call Sarah M. at 727-512-3017. That's 727-512-3017. Then on March 29th, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., Arden Courts of Largo is having a seminar on safely navigating dementia. Police Officer Joe Quattlebaum will be the guest speaker. Worth going just for him. To RSVP, call 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. And then Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 to 4 p.m. If you are worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800. All done.
Thanks, buddy. So, Maria, I hear you're having a lot of vendors at the show, too, some new vendors. Can you tell us who is going to be there?
I do have to point out the sponsors that are making this possible, and that's Internal Cremations. Mark Grande. Mark is always, you know, so available for families when they're most needed. Rescare Home Care with Tina.
Very cool.
She's my girl. She's a really good friend, and she's a wonderful human being. Arden Courts, Donna and Bernadette. Well, what can we say more than those two girls together? They're
fabulous.
They're just
they have
fabulous.
A new girl in Largo who was on the show last week, Susan Wright, is perfect.
Oh, yeah, just
addition
love her.
To the team.
Really?
She's a marketing director.
Yeah.
Well, I think that if you can't go wrong, if they hire somebody there is because they do care.
And she came from another audience court, so she knows the whole. She's delightful. You'll love her.
Oh, that's amazing. Just Donna and Bernadette brings the caring and the loving side of all this. And home care assistants, Michelle, she's amazing too. Michelle is everywhere, and she's also so caring, loving. Oak Manor is going to be there. Aging Wisely, Kathy Johansson, and Linda Chamberlain. Linda's going to be one of my speakers, too, at the end of the day about nursing homes, how to pick their the best nursing home in Pinellas County. And I just want to hear her tell me what's the best.
I need to know,
How do I know what's the best, and how can I tell my families?
Well, you know, and just for 1 second, I can say that. You know, I don't put too many places on my website, because if I don't go there regularly, I could go there after a year and I wouldn't send my dog there.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful where you're going, who you're talking to, and you got to keep on top of it, because a place can be a wonderful rehab, nursing home, or anything 1 year, and the next year it's not.
Well, I always tell my families, place them near where you live, where you can actually be there on weekends or on any other hours of the day, and that, you know, you become the administrator of their care. Right. You can't blame it on the facility, even.
Right.
You know, if you want to really continue to be the caregiver, not having the stress.
You're part of the team.
You're part of the team. So if there's any issues with the facility, you know, just you're part of the team. Mobile Help with Lynn Marie.
Great.
The Oaks of Clearwater, beautiful building up out on the water in Clearwater. Essential Home Care. Empath Hospice is going to have their table. Linda's going to have her table there. Attorney Rep DeLoach from
Hofstra and
Seminole, and CR World.
I love CR World.
So yeah, talk to me about it.
Well, I gotta tell you too. Not only has that CR World has that coconut oil infused with hemp helping caregivers, some of my caregivers, but my dog had so much bad arthritis in her leg, her back leg wasn't even touching the ground. I give her a little bit of that in her food now. She's running around like she's a year old.
That's wonderful. The other thing is, that's great. They're going to be there about the coconut oil and all that good stuff. But we also have the speaker talking about medical
marijuana.
And that's the last, because I left the last, because I'm curious about it. There's 7 different diagnoses that you can actually have access medically. There's going to be a doctor there. But and I'm not afraid to say marijuana. You know, everybody has different names for it. But medical marijuana, we're going to talk about that. We're going to open up the doors, and we're going to see what is it all about and how can it help caregivers.
Okay, caregivers. So we'll see you next Friday. If you haven't RSVP'd, please do. And if you need the information again, it's on my website.
Thank you so
much. Don't forget to go to the website and nominate a caregiver for the caregiver contest. That's at connectingcaregiversradio.com. Thanks for joining us today. Wishing you strength, courage, wisdom, and humor. Like us on Facebook at Connecting Caregivers Radio. Once again, remember that God loves you, and have a delicious day.
With some green beer.
Amen.
Green beer. Bye.
Bye.